Lasting Media.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The Blue Collar Bonus, brother.
All right, boys.
Looks like we got something fun today.
Yeah. Our friends over at Jim Beam sent us some goodies.
Okay.
Oh. But not the usual goodies.
Whiskey.
These are different. Well, it's got whiskey in it.
Oh, okay.
They sent us two aluminum cans.
Nice. Okay.
These are the Jim Beam ready-to-drink canned highball cocktails.
Okay.
Made with Jim Beam as the spirit base. The Jim Beam Classic Highball and Jim Beam Ginger Highball were created as a convenient solution to beer boredom.
Okay.
Inspired by the Sessionable?
Sessionable.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Sessionable?
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
Like you could drink it all day long.
Oh, okay. Inspired by the Sessionable, cult favorite handmade highball cocktail made with chilled Jim Beam bourbon, ice, and refreshing, highly carbonated soda water or ginger ale. The classic version is made with bubbly seltzer and a hint of citrus for ultimate refreshment, while the ginger combines Jim Beam bourbon and a crisp ginger ale for a bold and balanced taste. The new offerings come in a 355-millimeter slender can at 10 proof. And they'll be rolling out nationally at select retailers for $10 for a 4-pack.
All right.
Okay.
$2.50 for a single can.
It's not bad.
12 ounces.
I think they're only like 105 calories, right?
290 something?
Does it say on the...
I think it's on there.
Yeah, it says on the side.
Yeah, per can, 241 calories on the ginger ale one.
Okay. Highball is 105.
Okay. So the classic has 105. Mm-hmm. Calories, right? Calories that we're talking about? Yeah, calories. So, yeah, they sent us these and wanted to know what we thought about them.
Yeah, I'm anxious to try these because, you know, when you go to the beach or hanging out by the pool, it's like, well, what are you going to drink? Obviously, you're not going to be drinking high proof the entire day, but you don't want a filling beer.
When I'm hanging out of the pool, I'm drinking a bourbon and ginger ale. So I'm very interested to know what this tastes like because if I can just buy it prepackaged in a can, done.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure about the classic, which is just bourbon and seltzer water. It's like carbonated bourbon.
Hey.
But we'll give it a shot.
Let's do that one first.
Okay, let's do that. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, brother.
I think I just got D-Rock in the eye.
I just got splashed.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, in Tennessee, this will make good roadies.
That's true.
Your passengers in your car.
That's true. The passenger in Tennessee can drink.
Yeah.
I urge you to find out what that is in your state because I don't want to condone breaking the law. But
okay,
it smells good.
Yeah,
it should be noted these are only 5% alcohol. What I said that right? 10 proof. Yeah, 10 proof. So it's not that high. It's like a beer.
All right,
cheers.
Cheers.
It's like a beer to combat beer boredom.
Oh yeah,
it's very refreshing.
It is. You could drink that at the pool.
Lemony.
Mm-hmm.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, lemony, but not overly citrus.
I kind of like that.
I do too.
Yeah, these have been sitting in the fridge for a while,
I know.
So they're like nice. They're nice and cold.
Yeah. I've been tempted to crack these open so many times.
Dude, yeah, these are very refreshing. It's good.
That's like an alcoholic LaCroix.
I think we can finish that thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can do that.
I like that.
It's like a whiskey drinker's White Claw.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like a manly truly.
Dude.
A manly truly.
When they start breaking out the White Claws, the ladies start breaking out the White Claws, now you've got something to bring to the table. All right, now we got the second one. So the what do they call that one?
The highball.
Just classic.
Classic highball.
So the classic highball, we're cool with.
Yeah.
That's the only one I was questionable about. Although this one could be questionable too, because you start throwing ginger. I don't know what ginger ale you threw in here. Could be crap ginger ale. I'm not going to get D-Rock this time.
Thank you.
It's like opening a beer, but you got whiskey. Oh, yeah. Smells like ginger ale.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Man, I love that.
Yeah. Very ginger ale-y.
It's like a bourbon mule.
Yeah, but you don't get a whole lot of whiskey taste?
You don't. Maybe add a little extra whiskey.
So that could be a little dangerous. I mean, it might take you a while at 5%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But.
D-Rock, you said add some whiskey?
Yeah, if you're just hanging out by the pool, okay. I'd titch a little extra whiskey in there.
Bring up the proof a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
What whiskey would you use?
Jim Beam.
Okay. Obvious choice.
Yeah.
I'd use an 80 proofer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just bump that proof up a little bit. Because it's mostly just ginger ale taste right now.
Yeah, I agree, which is dangerous because it does not taste or drink
alcohol. Take this as you float down the river in your kayak.
Dude, I could drink multiple cans of that
one sitting. Yeah, no alcohol taste at all. Just
whew. If you like more of the sweeter side of the ginger ale one's for you for sure. If you like more of just like alcoholic LaCroix...
right, basically.
The classic is better for you.
I might go with the classic.
Oh, yeah?
I think I might grab that one first. Mm-hmm. Less calories. Probably going to feel as full.
I would, too, because it's less sweet.
Yeah.
I do drink a lot of bourbon and ginger ales, but I always go heavier on the bourbon side of things. So I think I'd go more for the classic.
D-Rock's got my curiosity piqued on what a little bit more whiskey added.
We have plenty of 80 proofers.
I'm wondering which whiskey. That. We don't have any Jim Beam, but I don't think we do.
But we can get an 80 proofer.
Yeah, let's get an 80 proofer. Just a titch more in each of these.
So we've got all our highballs poured here.
Yes, we do.
And then now we're adding, we all chose a bottle from the collection here at the studio.
90 proof or less?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Ish.
JP, what'd you grab?
I grabbed a Buffalo Trace.
Okay.
It's a store pick, but it's still at 90 proof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
yeah. It's a standard.
I grabbed the Hirsch Horizon. So I figure this 92 proof. Close enough.
Okay. Where was the Hirsch stuff from?
I believe it was MGP. Yeah. It's two different MGP mash bills blended together.
Okay. JD?
And I grabbed some Weller.
Mm.
So
nice.
You're going to piss some people off mixing some Weller with some... cocktails.
That's why I grabbed the Weller.
Yeah.
Pushing buttons.
Well, that, and it's like I always say, if you want sweet, you go wheat. So
okay.
So, a little wheated bourbon action.
Are we all pouring into the classic highball?
I am.
None of us are pouring into the...
I actually went with the ginger highball.
Oh, okay. Okay. JD went with the ginger. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So
cheers to upping the proof a little bit.
Yeah, here we go.
It's perfect.
Yep.
Yours is?
It's absolutely perfect.
I kind of like it better without the extra whiskey in it.
Well, you know what it is. We should probably add a little ice in there. I think that probably would make it perfect.
You want to go get some ice?
You know what I mean? I think that's what it's giving it that little extra.
There's a little bit of, it's just more bite.
Yes.
But I don't know if I like the bite with the carbonation.
Well, don't touch mine because it's perfect.
Well, now I kind of want to try the ginger with extra bourbon in it. Hang on. All right, I've poured a little bit more of the ginger.
Okay.
Put a little bit of Buffalo Trace in there. Up that proof a little bit.
All right, I'm doing the same thing.
Okay. I feel like I'm on a cooking show right now.
And this time, D-Rock, you're going with the Weller.
You say it's incredible. I'm going to trust you.
All right. Cheers, D-Rock.
Cheers. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's perfect.
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
Yep.
Buy yourself a 4-pack of the Jim Beam Ginger Highball. Put a little extra something in there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good. That's your summer right there.
Dude.
That's killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And grab a 4-pack of the Classic, too, but don't add anything to it. I think it's better. I think it's good on its own.
I agree with that, yeah.
Put that ginger with a little extra in it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that hits the spot, man.
Whew. That's great.
There's a lot of our listeners getting drunk off this summer. So, yeah, if you want your summer filled with this good stuff, to get more information, you can just visit the Jim Beam Twitter, at Jim Beam, or Instagram, at Jim Beam Official, or you can just visit jimbeam.com. All the information you need is there. The The press release said this spring, so I'm assuming these are on shelves already.
Perfect.
So go grab yourself a couple 4-packs.
Awesome.
$10. Can't beat it.
All right. Well, shout out to Jim Beam for sending these. I'm a fan.
Thanks, guys.
Definitely.
Good stuff.
Till next week.
Till next week.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of Podcasts and is produced by John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Jonas Litton. QC by me, Meadman, and edited by Ben Delameter and JoJo. Our theme music was written and recorded by Joe Nasty. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits and Cool Springs Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about any of the whiskeys we taste, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. If you'd like to support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon and take advantage of the great rewards we have to offer. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts above 0.05 BAC.